Tuesday night, he wants me to start saying the date. Shmaitzer Shir, Tuesday night, Chof Shvat. Okay, we're learning Shmaitzer Aleph. I violated what I said I keep wanting to do, is that learn through the Shmaitzer without getting into the lomdus or the nitty gritty. I don't know, so we're going to try again. We'll try. I have to keep to it. But sometimes, just for Posh of Pshat, where is the Shmaitzer? My Shmaitzer on the verse. Here we have a pile of Shmaitzers here. No, this is, yeah. These are my three, yeah. Okay, so we're in Shmaitzer Aleph, Perek Aleph. And, Machlaikas. And we're up to the paragraph that starts, we're going to go to the paragraph that starts with the Hikshu Laharambam Sufik Mamzer, the Kasser Rachmona Lehatera, Elisa Beperikasora Yuchsin, Sufik Mamzer is Mutter to a Yisrael to marry, Mamzer Vade Vloy Mamzer Sufik. The Gemara says over, Ukralomali, even the Kalas Fakos, Enu Elamid Devrehem. For Marit, T rates. Now, let's take a pause, because the Marit really expands a little. He brings down the pasuk. Now he brings down the Ran that the Ran points this out. I mean that that this Gemara is a kasha on the Rambam, and the Ramban suggests that we learn out from here. That Sufik Yeraisa, the Rashba says it, so does the Ran, that Sufik Yeraisa Lakula is maybe derived from Sufik Mamza. Instead of asking the Kash on the Rambam, why do you need a Pasuk for? Always Sufik Yeraisa's Lakula, maybe this Gufa is the derivation. That's what the Rashba and the Ran suggests. The Marit, now we're going to lead up to the Marit that the Shmaitzer brings down. I'm telling you over the Marit, like before we get to the Shmaitzer's point. Marit rejects that. The Marit rejects that because he says because the Gemara before has two psukim, one to be matir mamzer and a shtuki. Again, and one to be matir a shtuki in the Yisrael. Now again, when you mamzer a shtuki in the Yisrael, that means you're saying mamzer vade. Shtuki is a fancy word for suffix mamzer, as far as we're concerned now. It's a particular case, but it's not nogeya us the case. We're just going to treat shtuki now as a synonym for suffix mamzer. So the pasuk that says that a shtuki can marry a Yisrael is the pasuk of mamzer vade v'loy mamzer suffix. The Yisrael has the problem, so to speak. We're just talking about it from that perspective. Obviously, they're both over the lav, but the avla is that a Yisrael can't marry a mamzer. So when you say when you say a Yisrael can get married to a shtuki, you're saying mamzer vaday v'lo mamzer sufik. It's perfectly all right for a Yisrael to marry a sufik mamzer. When you say the posuk that mamzer could marry a shtuki, a mamzer is allowed to marry another mamzer. When you say a mamzer can marry a shtuki, then you say, so what is that saying? That's saying kohol vaday v'loy kohol safek. Because there's nothing wrong with a mamzer. Because then we're looking at it from the perspective of the shtuki. Maybe I'm not allowed to marry a mamzer, the shtuki says. Like maybe I'm a Yisrael. I can't marry. Oh, so it's only, the mamzer is a mamzer vaday. The shtuki is a kohol safek. Maybe he's a regular Yisrael and he's not allowed to marry a mamzer. So we say kohol vaday v'loy kohol safek. A kohol safek is allowed to marry a mamzer. That's the right way to say it, right? Okay. Now, the lashon hapasuk is lo yovah mamzer b'kal Hashem. So we take the word kahal Hashem. Probably the derivation is from the fact that it's called kahal Hashem. So Kal Hashem means Vada Yisrael. It's Kal Hashem. It's Meyuchas. Yeah. Or Yisrael should marry a mamzer. I'd rather say it the way it is. The mamzer is the shtik chazer, and the Yisrael is the gavra. I assume there's nothing wrong. I just just to clear up a possible confusion. A Yisrael is not a chefzer de Isura to a mamza. So the Lashon HaPosuk, the Loyov HaMamza B'Kal Hashem, that's the Lashon HaPosuk, but the chefzer de Isura is the mamza. So we have two psukim, one to be matir, if the gavra is a Sufik Yisrael, maybe he's a mamzer. So he's allowed to marry a mamzer. Kohol vaday v'loy kohol Sufik. That's called lahatir mamzer b'shtuki. I'm saying the words are not precise. The matir mamzer b'shtuki, I'd say to be matir b'shtuki, to marry a mamzer. I probably got it from the Maritz. I saw the Maritz. So. Okay. So Al Kaponim, though, the Maritz point is that there's two different psukim for two different sveikas. It's to be matir a Yisrael to marry a Sufik Mamzer, and it's to be matir a Sufik Yisrael to marry a Mamzer. So the Maritz says if these psukim are the source for Sufik being mutter, which is what the Rajba and the Ran want to suggest, according to the Rambam, that Adarabba, this is the source, so then obviously you don't need two psukim. This is the kasha, you don't need two psukim. This is the regular din. You're learning out from here, a general halacha of Sufik mutter. So why would you need two psukim? Any Sufik is mutter. Okay, so that's the Maritz saying, it can't be that this is the source. And he has other problems. There's an Issa D'Rabbanon, and here the Gemara says there's an Issa D'Rabbanon because of Milas Yuchsin, special Yuchsin. But what do you mean? Any Suffolk is also Midrabbanon. Midrais, it's Mutter, it's a Suffolk. So the Marit therefore says what the Shmaitzer quotes, but listen how he says it. Okay, he says, Sufik Mamzer is Mutter Mitaras Vadai Veloi Mitaras Sufik. I want to explain what it means in a calm, reasoned voice. I think it's a simple concept. Normally, when you say a Sufik is Mutter or a Sufik is Aser, you're talking about the Tzdodim. You have Sufik Chazer, let's say. Do you have a piece of meat that's Sufik Chazer? Sufik Nevela. So you can say Sufik Deraisa L'Chumra, Sufik Deraisa L'Kula. Sufik Deraisa L'Chumra means you have to be worried about the tzad that it's an avela, so you can't eat it. If Klapish Maya Galya, though, that it's not an avela, the tzad that it's mutter has it being mutter. The Chumra means Bichoshesh for the tzad that it's also, right? And the same thing if Sufik Deraisa L'Kula. It means you're allowed to assume, I don't want to get into it now, exactly what the Nakuda is. You can assume, or you don't have to be chayshish for the Tzad Chumra, however you want to phrase it. You're allowed to rely on the Tzad Kula, but it's only the Tzad. Once we say B'Teres Vaday, it means we look at the Sufek Nevela, or Sufek Sota, or Sufek Tumah, or Sufek Mamzer, as the entity that the Torah talked about. And the Torah gave this entity a din. It didn't give it a din of the tzad mutter is mutter, but the tzad aser remains aser, really. It gave it a din, it's mutter. That means that even a Klapi Shmaya Galya, the guy is a mamzer, even on the tzad that he's a mamzer, he's still mutter. The chefza of Sufik mamzer is a chefza dehetera. That's what the Maritz says. That's what it means. It's mutter b'taras vaday. The entity has its own din. When you say Sufik deraisa l'chumra and Sufik deraisa l'kula, you're not really saying the entity has its own din. You are, but you're not. Obviously, this entity has a din, l'chumra. But the l'chumra is to say that tzadit it's chazer. Chazer is asur is universal, right? Not chazer is mutter, it's universal. So the chumra says take on this side, the kula says take on that side. Maritz says none of the above. Sufik deraisa l'kula by mamzer is b'toras vaday. Teres Vadai means this Chefza has a din, that it's mutter. End of story. We don't care about its Tanageya. Even if it's a mamzer, it's mutter. Mutter, even Klapi Shmaya Galya. Therefore, he says, you can have Tadid Sasri. Now, the Marit really does not need Tadid Sasri, means that you have this Shtuki. So you have a Suffolk Mamzer, Suffolk Yisrael. That's what a Shtuki means. And he's married to two wives. He's married to a Mamzeris, and he's married to a Yisraelis. So now, if all you were saying is the regular Suffolk Yisrael Kula take on that Sad, that he couldn't be married to both. There's a walking contradiction here. On the tzad that he's a Yisrael, he's also in a Mamzer. On the tzad that he's a Mamzer, he's also in the Yisrael. So how can he be married to both? So the Teretz is, he has a din vadai, meaning he's mutter. He's mutter. Now, I want to, rather the Marit does not need, granted, a Marit does not need for him to be married to both women at once. He says the guy would have a problem even if he married them one after the other, because Bezdin would not let him be over an Isser. So maybe he can get away with marrying the first one because of Sofik Deraisa Lekula, but then they wouldn't let him marry the second one. Well, they would say, Monoshef, what are you? If you're Yisrael, last month or last year, we assumed you're Yisrael. We went Lakula, we allowed you to marry Yisraelis. But now then you can't go marry a Mamza now. And you can't say, well, now I'll nem on the other tzad, because that's a stira. Now, whether that's Mukhrach, because we have cases by Chazaka, we'll have later in the Shmaitz or Mishnayas, that by Chazaka is perhaps no problem acting in a contradictory oifen. You can have a psak today, if it's valid, and you can have a psak tomorrow, which is valid, and they might contradict each other, and that's okay. Yeah, so I'm saying there's mokko to be done on the Marit, but we're not learning Marit now. So for the purposes of the Shmaitzah, we'll just assume that the Marit's talking about you can be married to both at once. So we've solved the problem. You're married to both at once. Now, I want to make another point. I sat down and thought about this. There's two psukim. Kohol vadai v'loi kol sofik, mamza vadai v'loi mamza sofik. Marit's going on the tzad that sofik deraisa is lakula, right? But he's saying even if it's lakula, you couldn't be married both, to both. So I'm thinking, if you picture the scenario, the guy's married to two wives, he doesn't need the din of mamza vadai v'loi mamza sofik, as of meaning the heter b'teres vadai and the heter of kohol vadai v'loi kohol sofek, he doesn't need them both to be vadai the marit. I can be married to two wives. Watch, I'll show you a trick. I'll be married to two wives, and I'm a sofek mamzer. Sofek mamzer, and I'm married to a mamzeres and to a Yisraelis. Yeah, you say that's a contradiction. So it's enough for me to say lechora that I can marry the Mamzeres, let's say, because, no, let's say I can marry the Yisraelis. It's just easier to work with that. I can marry the Yisraelis, or, to be more precise, the Yisraelis could marry me, because I'm a Sofik Mamzer, and Sofik Mamzer is Mutter B'Teres Vadai. I could be married to the Yisraeli, to the Mamzeres, because of the regular din of Sofik Deraisa Lekula. It's no longer a stira. You understand what I'm saying? I don't think you need the mamza vadai v'loi mamza sofek being a din vadai, and the din kohol vadai v'loi kohol sofek being a din vadai also. Although it's true, I'm sure it's true, that just like mamza vadai v'loi mamza sofek is a din vadai, so kohol vadai v'loi kohol sofek is also a din vadai. But for the Maritz case, I want to be intellectually honest. To be married to two wives, you don't need both, you don't need the chiddush on both ends. It's already not a stira if just to be married to one, you say this is a vadai heter relationship. because I'm a Suffolk Mamzer, and I'm allowed to marry a Yisraelis b'toras Vadai. How could you be married to a Mamzeres because of the tzad that I'm a Mamzer? And Suffolk Deraisel, what? It didn't make you a Vadai. It's Mutter b'toras Vadai. You're a Vadai what? No, that's wrong. You've said over the din wrong. Please forgive me. You don't have a din vadi Yisrael. Your mutter in the your mutter. It doesn't address the tzadim. I don't know when you ask me that. I never know what you mean. I'm telling you to understand something because it's true. I want to be intellectually honest. If you think about the case, you don't need the din of vadai on both ends. It's already not a stira. I'm pointing something out to make sure havoras are in you. The Maritz teretz is it's mutter b'toras vadai, and therefore he can be married to two women at once. He can be married to both women, even though it's a walking, talking contradiction. But it's not. I'm elaborating. The havoras are in you. The Marit needs no parish. I'm pointing out, he needs no parish. He says something very clear. It's mutter b'toras vadai. End of story. It's mutter b'toras vadai. Yisrael is allowed to marry a Suffolk Mamzer. He's allowed to. Not because of the tzad. This is the important key sentence. He's not allowed to marry a Suffolk Mamzer because of the tzad that the Mamzer Suffolk is not a Mamzer. No. That's not why it's mutter. It's mutter because Suffolk Mamzer is mutter. Just like water and basar is mutter, and just like eating on Erev Yom Kippur is mutter, and eating the day after Yom Kippur is mutter, it's mutter for Israel to marry a Suffolk Mamzer. It's mutter. Not because of its side that it's not a Mamzer. Once you say that, then he could be married at the same time to a Mamzeris. And there's already no contradiction. You don't have to say the point, which is anyway true, but you don't have to say the point that to be married to a Mamzeres, you need the din of Kohol Vadai, Veloi Kohol Safek. You don't need it. It's already not a Monofshach if to one woman he's Mutter B'Toras Vadai, and to the other woman it's Safek Derabonon, Safek Deraisa Lekula. That's all. I just want to point that out. It's already not a stira. He could marry both women.
So now we think that it's not simultaneously, consecutively, could not marry the other one.
We wouldn't let him. That's what the Maharet says.
It's as though we said, you postulated the suffix on one side, and now we can't go back and like repostulate the suffix on the other side.
But we don't say that.
We do not say that.
Right.
And it was cannot do that. So we need the pasuk to come along in order that we are able to
what do is the pasuk doesn't say you could do it. The pasuk tells you a concept that it's mutter b'toras vadai. Memele, you can do that.
Meaning what?
The pasuk doesn't say, I know it's a walking, talking contradiction. Do it anyway, who cares? I know what the pasuk is saying. The pasuk saying it's mutter b'toras vadai, so there is no longer a contradiction. It's not a contradiction. If it's mutter b'toras vadai, it's not a contradiction. It's only a contradiction if you're looking at the tzadim. This relationship is mutter because of the tzadim is a mamzer, but this relationship is only mutter because of the tzadim is a Yisrael. You can't have a walking, talking contradiction. But once you say that it's mutter b'toras vadai, i.e., it's not mutter because of the tzad that he's not a mamzer. It's mutter. It's mutter to marry a Suffolk Mamzer. So there's, why? I don't know why. The Torah said it's mutter to marry a Suffolk Mamzer. I don't care why. I don't want to talk about why. I don't care why. No, I don't care why. It's not nogea now. Why? The Torah said it's mutter to marry a Suffolk Mamzer. Once you say that it's a din vadai, it's mutter to marry a Suffolk Mamzer, there's no longer a contradiction if you're married to two women. Exactly what I said 1,000 times. even if Papishmaya Galya, it's a mamzer, but still, it's still mutter, because it's a reality of Suffolk mamzer, and Suffolk mamzer has a din that it's mutter, even on the tzad that it's a mamzer. Beautifully put, that's what I've been saying all along. But, no, you're right, you mean I shouldn't say even if, I shouldn't say if, even, no, it means even, we don't know what's true. So even if he's a mamzer, it's just, even if he really is a mamzer. Then there's no more safek, my good friend. Then it's not as, then he changed his, let's say I have a piece of meat, that's, let's say if I have a piece of meat, that's lamb chops, and I find out it's pork chops. So it changed from, magically, from lamb chops to pork chops. So if I have a safek and I find out what it is, so it changed to vadai. So it's no longer an entity of the safek mamzer. So that's the Maritz Teretz on the Rambam, that safek mamzer mutter is b'teres vadai. Okay, now the Shmaitzer asks a question on the Marid. Let's see if we if it's fair. We shouldn't. Okay, the Shmaitzer's question is: you remember you have two psukim. This guy is married to two wives, so you have two psukim. One is mutter, one is mater, a mamzer to marry a shtuki, and that's the din of kohol vadai v'loy kohol safek. To avoid confusion, I like to say, the shtuki is allowed to marry the mamzer, okay? Because of kohol vadai v'loy kohol safek. And the Yisrael is allowed to marry the mamzeres. I'm sorry, the Yisrael is allowed to marry the shtukis because of mamzer vadai v'loy mamzer safek. But it's two different psukim. So the Shmaitzer asks on the Marit, but the Shmaitz was going la halacha that we go that you need two psukim for each din. Now, so the Shmaitz says it's like a chap kasha, and that's why I don't think it's fair. This kasha is according to the Marit, a pasuk is only necessary for the scenario when he's married to both. So that means one pasuk is telling me both. Now, according to what we just, so for, I have two teruts to the Shmaitzer's kasha. First of all, the psukim are not telling me stories; they're telling me dinim. The pasuk is not talking about that he's married to both. So you say, why do you need two psukim for? One pasuk should suffice. The pasuk's telling me a din. Mamzer vadai v'loy mamzer safek. The other pasuk's telling me a din. Kohol vadai v'loy kohol safek. They are two different dinim. One has nothing to do with the other. One could be true, and the other one could not be true. You have a kasha, why do you need a pasuk according to the Rambam? You have a teretz, it's mutter b'teretz vadai. You have a nafkamina, so it shouldn't just remain a theoretical answer, even though I don't mind theoretical answers. I don't mind conceptual answers. Right, we're looking for the emes. So the emes is it's mutter b'teres vadai. That's enough for me. But it wasn't enough for the Maritz. I must be wrong. Maritz says, like our good friend here, what's the nafkamina? Don't tell me stories. What's the nafkamina? So he has a story. But I think this, the answer to the Shmaitzer's teretz is kasha is very simple. The story is not in the pasuk. You need two psukim because each one's telling me a totally different din. And one din has nothing to do with the other. One is that a Yisrael is allowed to marry a Suffolk mamzer, and the other one is that a Suffolk Yisrael is allowed to marry a mamzeres. What? Yeah. But the pasuk is saying much more than Suffolk Yisrael of Kula. The pasuk is saying it's mutter b'teres vadai. Both psukim. You don't, in the story you only need it, but both dinim are still true. So what's wrong with having two psukim, one for each din? They're still both true. That safek mamzer mutter is b'teres vadai, and safek kohol in a mamzeres is mutter b'teres vadai. It's still true. So you're not mechuyev to think of nafkaminas. It's two different dinim. And the din is still true. I'll find you other nafkaminas. the nafkamina will be. You know what a nafkamina will be? I'll tell you a nafkamina. I don't need the maritz nafkamina. I'll tell you a different nafkamina. If I know she's a mamzer, I'm mechuyev to tell you. Love this. If the tzavik deraisa lekula, and you're only doing it on the tzad that it's not a mamzer, and I, a different person, know it's a mamzer, I'm mechuyev to tell you. Because you're making a mistake. You're doing something wrong. You're a shaygig. You're an ones. But you're doing something wrong. You're married to a mamzer. I don't know if this is the either. I didn't read the shidduch, but I'm a chayiv to tell you. Why? I saw the rice on the kula. Yeah, but something the rice on the kula we explained only says that I could take on the tzad that it's not a mamzer. But if I know it is a mamzer, I should tell you. But if it's mutter b'toras vadai, why should I tell you? Maybe I'll tell you if I'm in a good mood. You know. Now I'm talking about if I have to tell you. I know. You still don't know. It's pushing by me. You don't have to tell. You don't have to tell. Why? Because it's... And to me, it's not a suffix, but to you, it is.
That's like saying if I know it's a trade,
and you don't know, I can give it to you. Zolst Zayn Gesund. Chas v'Shalom is right, but you're not. Please listen why. Because there you're not dealing with a case of suffix. Remember, we said you need a certain element to make something into a chefs of a suffix mamzer. Let's say you threw. You need a certain degree that should become the reality, the case, suffix mamzer. Please listen. If I know, then it's no longer a suffix. It became a vada. But if you know, but to me, let's say something that's impossible for someone to find out unless he's a computer expert, a hacker. If he's a hacker, he can hack. There was a woman, we don't know, maybe she was married before. Maybe she was married before. Listen to me, I'm answering you. I want you, you'll hear. A hacker can hack into the archives in Venezuela to find out if this woman was once married. The hacker can do it. Your average balabos can't do it. Not a hacker. He can't get into the archives of Venezuela. They put up a password and a block. They don't want any guy coming in. The hacker, give him 10, 15 seconds, he's in. Yeah? I want to marry this girl. The mother remarried. I heard she was once in Venezuela. People are talking she was once married. She never got a guess from her husband. We have no way of finding out. We don't know if it's true, it's not true. It's a suffix. We have indications, enough to make it a suffix mamzer. Yeah? Maybe the mother was married once before in Venezuela. And she didn't get a get. I'm telling you a nice story.
Make believe.
I'm telling you a story. Listen, good. You should listen to the story. Listen closely, because it'll teach you something. Yeah. So, because the story happened. I'm not making it up. It happened to us, the Beis Din, in Muncie. This case came up. It happened. Okay. It happened. It was a story.
Ask the question. This story happened legally according to the Torah.
I don't care. The hacker can, yeah. So the pashtus is, we said, and this is MS, that since the average person can't get into the archives of Venezuela, so it's a suffix mamzer, and it's mutter. I won't go into this with Rabbana now, that is Tukiz also, I'm not getting into that part. Yeah, so the hacker hacked, even though the hacker can hack his way in. But to the whole world who are not hackers, they're regular people, so it's a suffix mamzer, it's mutter. Okay? You with me on that? That's
how. How about another story?
No, I want to finish this one. You can tell your story after 9 o'clock.
Sure.
It doesn't matter. I'm in the middle of a point, and I want you to hear the point. The point is that a suffix mamzer needs a certain mitzvah of suffix. We built that up from day one. The Metzius of Suffolk. The fact that the hacker can find it out does not change the reality of Suffolk. Because he's a hacker. It's an expertise. Your average person can't do it. So in halacha, this is still a Suffolk mamzer. Now I'm asking a question. That's kosher like that. But now I'm taking it a step further. The hacker hacked. And he found out that she was once married before. And she never got a get. And this girl is a vadai mamzer. The hacker knows. To the hacker, he found out she's a mamzeris. Is he mechuyev to tell? So now I'm saying that's another nafkamina of the marit. If the heter to marry a Suffolk mamzer would only be because of the tzad that she's not a mamzer, Suffolk deraisa lekula, you're allowed to take on the tzad that she's not a mamzer, then the hacker would be mechuyev to tell. Because it's like you're making a mistake, Rabbi Osai. Give a clap on the bima. You're naming on the tzad that it's not a mamzer. But she is a mamzer. She is a mamzer. But if it's b'teres vadai, the entity of the Suffolk mamzer is mutter b'teres vadai, the guy has no reason to tell. Because she's mutter b'teres vadai. And now that I told you this, what? No, if he's Megala, then she's a Vadai. Chas v'sholem. If he's Megala, it's a Vadai Mamza. If he says his Eidus, he's a Vadai Mamza. Now, you can understand the Gemara. That lost Lavo, Eliyahu, Hanavi, will come, and although he will have knowledge of who's a Mamza and who's not a Mamza, he won't tell. So, what do you mean he won't tell? What do you mean he won't tell? Terence is the Marit. Since the people that got married, it's Mutter B'Teres Vadai, so the Yohanavi has no obligation, no compelling reason to tell, because it's Mutter B'Teres Vadai, so there's no compelling reason to tell. So that's another Nafkamina Marit. I just wanted to show you, really, please excuse me, I learned my lesson one night, if you remember. Hello? I don't know who this is, but if it's not an emergency, you have to call me back after 10 p.m. Is this an emergency? Well, I don't know who this is, and you don't want to tell me, obviously. And I'm in the middle of giving shiur, so have a good evening. Call me back after 10 p.m. There's nothing sheker now. A Suffolk mamzer is vaday mutter. He doesn't have to tell. Why should he? Since he would tell, he would ruin all these people that got married, so he doesn't tell. But now I'm showing you it's only because of the Marit's way of looking at Suffolk Mamza Mutter. That's what I want you to understand. If Suffolk Mamza Mutter would only be Suffolk Deraisa Lekula, that you name on the tzad that it's not a Mamzer, then Eliyahu HaNavi would have to tell, because then you would be making a mistake. You're naming on tzad A, but tzad B is the Emes. So you have to tell the Emes, but according to the Marit, Suffolk Mamza Mutter is not because of Tzad A. That's what's crucial to understand there. Suffolk Mamza is not Mutter because of Tzad A. Suffolk Mamza is Mutter because it's a Suffolk Mamza, and the din is Suffolk Mamza Mutter. So the Arnovi has no compelling reason to tell. That's another nafkamina of the Marit. I just wanted to say that his story is not the only nafkamina. So I'm saying the kash of the Shmaitz is not shver. They're two different dinim. Why shouldn't you need two psukim? One is that mamzus vaday v'loy mamzus sofek is mutter b'teres vaday, and one is that kohol vaday v'loy kohol sofek is mutter b'teres vaday. The Marid just gave you a nafkamina. He thought, I can give you all the nafkaminas. The Marid is a concept, not a case. He gave a nafkamina a certain case. But he's a concept, and the concept certainly needs two psukim, because it's two different concepts. One's mamza vaday v'loy mamza sofek, and one's kohol vaday v'loy kohol sofek. Two totally different, like, they're not, they're no shaykes to each other. I hold the Shmaisel's a pillar. What's his kasha?
Why is it not the same concept? The concept is normally
talking about two things. One's talking about the Suffolk Mamzer. One's talking about the Suffolk Mamzer. One's talking about the Suffolk Yisrael. No. I don't know. You're saying words, I don't know what they mean. They're two different things. One is that a Yisrael could marry a Suffolk Mamzer. Listen, instead of being... Listen. One is that a Yisrael could marry a Suffolk Mamzer. And one is that a Mamzer... One is that a Suffolk Yisrael is allowed to marry a Mamzer. That's two totally different dinim. You could have one true and the other one not true. What do they have nothing to do with each other. You could say a Yisrael is allowed to marry a Suffolk Mamzer... But a Suffolk Yisrael, is not allowed to marry a Mamzer. Because he's a Suffolk Yisrael. What? Why not really? One thing has nothing to do with the other. You don't realize it's a different case. One is that a Yisrael is allowed to marry a Suffolk Mamzer, and the other one is that a Suffolk Yisrael is allowed to marry a Mamzer. Two totally different dinim. Nothing to do with each other. Yeah, Suffolk Yisrael. Yeah, but a Suffolk Yisrael is allowed to marry a Mamzer Vadai, even though he's a Suffolk Yisrael.
So a Suffolk Mamzer can marry a Mamzer Vadai.
That's what
it's saying. What? It's like saying a Suffolk
Mamzer. That is what you're saying. A Suffolk Yisrael could marry a Mamzer Vadai, yeah. If he's only a Suffolk Yisrael, you have to understand, it means he's a Suffolk Mamzer, Suffolk Yisrael. A Suffolk Yisrael could marry a Mamzer Vadai. That doesn't do with the din that a Yisrael could marry a Suffolk Mamzer. Only a totally different din. And therefore, of course, you need two psukim. Okay, we'll go right to tomorrow night, believe that.